SEAM and head wrestling coach Patrick Kelly with the first installment of the SEAM and Wrestling Report for the 2014-15 season. We have several shows planned for this season and throughout the spring and summer of 2015. The programs will be archived on the Media Center of the SEAM and Wrestling website. We have an exciting show for you today, so let's get started. I want to begin by congratulating all the fall sport participants on a job well done. The soccer team, cross country, and football teams all had several wrestlers contribute to their successes. One of those students athletes is in studio today. Sophomore Dawson Podlina excels on the playing fields as well as a classroom, where he has a perfect 4.0 GPA going. I invited Dawson in today to address the topic of multi-sport participation. He is the perfect guest on this topic as he is not only our top runner on the cross-country team, but he is also a member of Coach D. Leonardo's soccer program in the fall and Coach Peterson's track and field program in the spring. And, of course, he is a returning state qualifier in the wrestling program. Dawson, I got to ask, how do you do it? 4.0 in the classroom, star on the cross-country team, member of the soccer team in the fall, returning state qualifier in the wrestling team, and then in the spring, you're a participant in the track and field program. What are the key components of your ability to juggle so much?
Well, for me, I have to have a schedule. On Sunday, I always make sure I write down what I'm doing that week, and I got to make sure I follow it. I got to make sure I can follow the schedule so, you know, I don't get off task during the week. And the attitude, I got to make sure I have that I want to be the best I can be attitude the whole entire week, or else I might fall behind, and that could affect me. That could affect my grades, my running, and my ability to play soccer. And the coaches, I'd like to thank them because they gave me the ability to do two different sports at the same time. And without them, I'd have to choose.
Next question, Dawson. Many student athletes are deciding earlier and earlier to specialize in one sport. You have gone against that trend and have still succeeded. What is your message to kids at the middle school or early high school level that may be thinking about focusing on just one single sport?
Well, first off, if your heart is in more than one sport, I definitely do more than one. Because, you know, I've seen a lot of people that over time have gotten bored of a sport and have quit like junior or senior year because they're not interested. And if they have a backup sport, they can go to that. And also, I've seen injuries happen during your main sport, and, you know, just having an extra sport to, you know, help you get back in shape and get ready for that main sport like wrestling, cross country, and soccer, get me ready for wrestling so I can excel in those and sell in wrestling too.
And I might add from my perspective too, getting feedback from different coaches. You know, Dawson has a big advantage of having, you know, really a team of coaches that he's exposed to that are able to point out different things and help him along the way. And I really think that going out for different sports is almost like cross training that will help each individual sport by having, you know, training in all. I've talked with Coach Weens, and he has really high hopes for you as the cross-country season enters its final weeks here. What are your goals as you prepare for state?
Well, all I can do right now is put in more miles so when state time comes around, I can be the best I can be. For example, last night I was running in my soccer uniform after my game. It's been really tough, but if I put in those extra miles, hopefully I can become faster.
Gotta like that, going right from one sport to the other. Thanks for coming in this morning, Dawson, and you know, best of luck with the rest of the season, or should I say seasons.
Thanks, Coach.
Let's switch gears now and take a look at the upcoming 2014-2015 wrestling season. It's only a couple months away here, and it's time to get ourselves familiar with what our schedule will look like. Pretty much the same as it has been, but a few little twists along the way. We'll again start on December 6th at the Gardner-Edgerton Invitational. Always a tough tournament, arguably the toughest opening tournament in the state. It has powerful teams from Missouri, Iowa, Nebraska, Oklahoma, in addition to some of the best that Kansas has to offer. Next up on the schedule is a Douglas Goodwill Invitational that'll take place on December 13th this year. This has been one of our most challenging tournaments. I think it's just kind of a rough travel schedule. We have to get up extra early. It's kind of a difficult route to get down there.
you know, the guys have been a little bit sluggish the last couple of years. So we really look to have a good performance there in our third time down at the Douglas Goodwill Invitational. Next on the schedule is a new tournament. It'll take us into the Christmas break. It's the Lee's Summit Missouri Invitational. I've heard a lot of good things about it. Last year we went up to Grand Island, Nebraska. This year we're doing our two-day tournament here in Lee's Summit. And it's got the potential for 8 matches in the two-day event. They do kind of a pool to bracket tournament. So it'll be a good one for us to get a lot of matches in going into the Christmas break. First up after Christmas break is our signature event, the Seaman Duels and our JV tournament, which is held on January 10th. It's really a fun and entertaining event. We've got some good officials. We've just got a good environment for it. Teams seem to really like it. So with the same teams returning that have the past 2 years, this will be our third year with this event. We really hope to see a good crowd out there and hope to defend our title that we've been fortunate enough to get the last 2 years. But this year's team will have a full week of preparation prior to the Bobcat Classic. That's one of the preeminent tournaments, of course, in the state. Kind of competes with Newton's Tournament of Champions. That particular weekend, two-day tournament. But this year, we're going to have a full week. Normally, we'd have the Heights Duel during that week prior leading up to the Bobcat. But this year, we'll have a full week of preparation there. I think that's going to help us. And next, in order to accommodate a double duel on our schedule, we had an extra point that we competition point that we were able to use. And we've really wanted to try to get Mill Valley on our schedule. Really good 5A team. Be a very good 5A team this year. Really, it'll be threatened to be a trophy team at the state tournament. So we're real fortunate to get them on our schedule. But sort of unfortunately, we had to put them with Heights. So it's going to be a double duel rather than a single duel with Heights for the foreseeable future anyway here. We'll see how it goes this first year. It's going to be over at Heights. We will wrestle Mill Valley first, I believe, and then Mill Valley will wrestle Heights, and then we will square off against Heights for the concluding duel of the evening. Next on our schedule will be the Emporia Duel Tournament. That might have a little bit different look to it. There's a couple teams that aren't returning. We were contemplating not returning to this one this year, but they should get a couple good replacements in there. It'll be similar to our tournament. It's changed over the years a little bit. They have had 8 teams in it. I think maybe at one time they even had 10, and you did pools to bracket as far as the team goes. But this year, I think what they're trying to do is get 6 teams back in there and do 5 rounds and and get your 5 matches in one day. So that'll be the 24th of January. Next on our schedule to close out the month of January will be the Southeast Kansas Invitational at Chanute. Chanute's got a heck of a program. They're state runners-up last year in 4A, and Coach Albright does a great job with the program and does a great job running the tournament. So we really look forward to that one each year. We have performed well there, and it's a tough tournament. There's usually somewhere between 12 and 15 teams there. This year, I said Chanute's is returning state runner-up in 4A. Derby's is returning state runner-up in 6A. Mill Valley is at that one also. It's just a real, real good event. But we've done well there and hope to continue that. After the Southeast Kansas Invitational, we ramp it up and get ready for the Centennial League Tournament. We're really excited about that. We always are. We kind of consider the league tournament to be the start of the state series. With league, regional, and state being that series. But this year, we've got an added incentive because we're hosting a league tournament. Only have with 10 teams in the league, it only happens once every 10 years. So we're really excited about that. We want to perform well. And again, it'll set us up to have a good run towards the state tournament. February 11th, we stuck a duel in there because, again, with the change of schedules a couple of years ago, we had, with the way our schedule was built, we had a couple points available, and so what we did is set up a duel with Manhattan. Maybe not the most ideal, being that we just had a league tournament on Saturday and then turn around and face Manhattan in a duel the next Wednesday or Thursday. I believe it's a Wednesday. And, to kind of get us prepared for the final run. So we'll do that again this year. That's a duel that will be held in Manhattan, and it's varsity only. So that'll be a February 11th event. The next event on the schedule, of course, is regionals. We actually have a weekend off after that Manhattan duel. The JV will have their final competition of the year at Burlington, so we'll hope to get a crowd of us down there to watch that. Hopefully all the coaches will be able to attend and finally kind of all get together to watch a JV event. And the next weekend then is regionals, of course, site to be determined. The September 20th count was recently completed, and then they put that together, and so it's set as far as who's in what class now. So probably sometime before Thanksgiving or hopefully before Christmas anyway, those regional assignments will be handed out, and we'll find out where we'll go for regional. And of course, to end the season, we have the 5A-6A state tournament, which will be held again for the fifth year in a row at Hartman Arena in Park City. That'll be February 27th and 28th. And again, we're 5A, one of the larger schools in 5A, but I think we're pretty much safely that we'll be in 5A for the foreseeable future. But the concluding event in the schedule, with state, we hope to perform well. We've done a nice job of putting things together the last several years, and we hope to do much the same this year. Our theme this year is Daily Decisions Create Magic Moments, and our symbol is actually a piggy bank to symbolize you need to every day make those efforts and do the right things and put money in your piggy bank so the time you're ready to compete at the state tournament, you're able to draw from that and have your good performance. So daily decisions create magic moments is our theme. And finally, with this edition of the Seaman Wrestling Report, I'd like to inform you about the Hall of Fame this year. Again, that will take place the day before Thanksgiving. This year, that'll be Wednesday, November 26th at 5:30 p.m. right here at Seaman High School. We'll use the auditorium in the commons area. This year's class will be extra special. It'll be our first team that we're inducting. This will be our fifth year of doing the Hall of Fame, and we've decided to induct a team and also an individual. The team is the 1995 state tournament team that brought home a third-place trophy. That's only the second time in school history that Seaman has brought home a state tournament trophy from wrestling. The other was in 1972 when the Vikes also placed third. Members of that 95 state team included Justin Glasgow, Brogan Itzit, Damon Kipps, Don Cron, Craig Markham, Andy Nera, Eric Patterson, Jason Puderbaugh, Aaron Snyder, Mark Thompson, Ike Winahan, and of course, head coach Jenis Switzke. It should be noted that this marks the 25th anniversary of that 95 team, who also won a regional championship, finished second in the Centennial League, and ended up with a 10-1 dual meet record. A member of that 1972 team is our individual honoree, Gary Stumpf. Gary was a two-time state finalist and was a perfect 21-0 en route to his state title during his senior year. Stumpf passed away in 2008 and will be honored posthumously.
That about does it for this edition of the Seaman Wrestling Report. Thanks for listening.